there was one on one of the other racks that was like my dream formal dress. It was like this like long midnight blue, and I was like, that's so stunning. And I was like, love it so much.
What are you going to wear? It's the question many students are asking in the lead up to their school formals and graduations.
I like this one. I like the colour. Favourite colour right there. So beautiful.
But some might be dreading that question. We all know budgets are tight, and some families just don't have the money for a fancy dress or suit. That's where the formal project comes in. Founder Sam Oakes is in the middle of setting up the formal project's first shopfront at Minto Shopping Mall in Sydney South.
I would probably say we're up to at least a couple of thousand of dresses, maybe reaching 1,000 suits.
There's nothing here that wouldn't be sold in an ordinary store. The only difference is they're all free. About 900 students from grade 6 to university or TAFE graduates will pass through their doors this formal season.
Some of these kids weren't going to their formals because their families couldn't afford a dress or a suit. Now they can.
She's amazed at how the community has come together to make it happen.
This means everything to me. This started from our home with just one kid that needed a dress, and that was one kid too many for me.
Adeline Veach is one of many volunteers pitching in.
It's fun getting to see all these dresses, you know, you get to look at them and be like, oh, I would so wear this, like, this is beautiful, like, I'm, like, so jealous of who gets to wear this, like, this is so amazing. And just getting to be like, the person that wears this is going to just be, like, so beautiful, like, cannot wait to, like, for them to get them and to just feel great.
The formal project volunteers aren't the only ones doing this. Lorna Janoux from Life Without Barriers set up the boutique at their Borkham Hills office. Kids can browse new or high-quality donated clothes and choose something they like without spending a cent.
Its aim is to give like a shopping experience to the young people that I work with, and it's all free. So originally it started out of my car because I had young people that needed formal dresses for their formal, and then it just kind of grew from there.
Life Without Barriers helps young people in out-of-home care, and they really deserve to celebrate at their formal.
High school's formals are a rite of passage for all Australian kids. However, like, it's not always accessible to all kids, and getting the right outfit is not always accessible to all kids. So I think because school is, you know, a bit of a big deal for our young people when they're finishing, to have that experience and celebrate it with a formal or a graduation is really, really important, because for our young people to finish school, they've obviously overcome a lot of barriers, not just in school but in their life, and getting to those milestones is really important. So I had a young boy that came in for his year 12 formal, and he had a pretty turbulent experience growing up, had, you know, was sent to a behavioural school when he was going through a troubled time, and, you know, all he wanted to do was get into a mainstream school, and we have got him into one for the last 2 years of school, so he's finishing year 12. And just him getting stuff for a year 12 formal, all he's ever wanted to do is go to a mainstream school and go to a mainstream formal. So having those options for him, and him picking out a few ties and helping teach him how to use a tie and stuff like that is really cool. I had a young boy recently come in who's 10, and he was in here for another reason, and we showed him the boutique, and I have some kind of mock outfits set up on the wall, and there was a big fur coat with these really cool trendy sunnies, and he picked that outfit, and then he was walking around the office and getting compliments from, you know, all the workers that he walked past, and he felt like he was in a bit of a runway show. So I thought that was, you know, really special for him to get those really nice positive comments that he may not get all the time.
Back in Minto, the formal project is hoping to branch out and also provide clothing for other events, such as job interviews. Sam Oakes smiles as she remembers one boy who came in last year for a suit to wear to his formal.
He came into the formal project extremely conscious, extremely shy, and he messaged us in March this year, and he said, like, I just want to let you know that I used that suit for a job interview, and I've now got, like, a traineeship. I walked in with confidence because I had a really good quality suit. And I felt like I was a king.